a proud member of the Earglue Media family of podcasts. You're listening to Simply Stogies, a monthly podcast dedicated to the cigar enthusiast. Light up a stogie, sit back, relax, while James brings you along on his journey as a new cigar smoker. Simply Stogies will review cigars, discuss topics that cigar aficionados find important, and we'll probably learn a few things along the way. Now, here's your host of Simply Stogies, James. Welcome to Simply Stogies. I am your host, James. Thank you so much for listening to this inaugural episode of Simply Stogies. Before I get started on my journey into the world of cigars, there are several people that need to be thanked. First and foremost, the gentleman over at Earglue Media. Thank you everyone for your support and letting me follow this passion project through to its conclusion. I'd like to especially thank Jonesy for all of his work in helping me get this podcast off the ground. And I also want to thank Albert for the wonderful logo that he put together for us. I also want to thank the guys over at simplystogies.club. Gnome and One World specifically. They have helped me in so many ways, figuring out my path on this journey, steering me towards good cigars, and basically taking me under their wing. So thank you to One World and to Gnome. Your help is truly appreciated. Now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about my podcasting background. I've been podcasting for the better part of a decade. I have podcasted about politics. I've podcasted about the Second Amendment. I've podcasted about video games. I've podcasted about gaming culture. I've podcasted about a lot of things. All of them I've been passionate about. Cigars are my new passion. So it just kind of made sense that I'd want to start a cigar podcast. But before I did, I wanted to see what other cigar podcasts had to offer. With the help of the gentleman over at Earglue Media, we scoured iTunes and various podcatchers trying to find good cigar podcasts. As a podcaster for the last decade, I have a few particulars when it comes to podcasting. The very first one is audio quality. Out of all of the podcasts that we listened to, very few had great audio quality. So I felt that this was something that I could bring to the cigar podcasting genre. The podcasts that we found that did have good audio quality were basically shills for cigar companies or some of the larger brick and mortar stores. I didn't want to be that. I don't want to be that guy. Sure, I'll tell you when I like a cigar. I'll give you the particulars of it, and I'll tell you when I don't like a cigar, which I feel may be the most important one of the two. Sure, it's just my opinion, and it's my palate, but I want to share my thoughts and opinions with everybody in an impartial way. So I am beholden to nobody. Some of the cigar podcasts have great content, but not so great audio quality. For me, when I listen to a podcast, I don't want to hear puffing and slurping and drinking and spitting. That's just not enjoyable to me. That's not an enjoyable audio experience. So I prefer not to listen to podcasts that have that going on during the show. That's not to mean that there aren't great shows out there that include smoking while podcasting. Sultans of Smoke is one of them. Content is still king, and Sultans of Smoke put out some great content. So I invite you to check them out as well. For me, and for this podcast though, it's just me in my podcasting studio and a glass of water. I'd also like this podcast to be for both new cigar smokers and grizzled cigar aficionados. For the new cigar smoker, I want to help you out with some of the etiquette that comes along with cigar smoking, some of the terms, some of the lingo, if you will, of cigar smoking. It can be quite daunting and intimidating as a new cigar smoker to try to look at these terms and have a conversation with an aficionado when they start throwing out things like the cap and the foot and certain acronyms. It can be very, 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 from experience, I know this, it can be very daunting and intimidating. So I'm hoping that I can bring some perspective for new cigar smokers. And for the grizzled aficionados, I'm hoping that I can reignite the passion for this hobby that you had when you first started. I know as we go along and we collect our cigars and we curate them and we smoke them and we share our passion with other aficionados, sometimes that gets lost over time. So I'm hoping that this podcast will help reignite some of that passion. What can you expect from this podcast every month? Well, the first thing you can expect is a cigar review, beginning next month. This month, I wanted to focus on how I started down this journey. But next month, rest assured, I will smoke a cigar and I will review it for you. Now, I may not have the most refined palate, but I'm always learning. So it should be fun adventure for everyone involved. Like I said earlier, we'll also look at some of the terminology and acronyms that surround cigars. It can be very confusing and very intimidating. We'll also take a look and discuss some of the issues that impact cigar enthusiasts and aficionados, from lounge etiquette to the types of cigar cuts to the cigars themselves to what to pair cigars with, and even, for those of us here in the United States, some of what the government is trying to do to control the tobacco industry. And if we're lucky, we may get a guest from the industry in here from time to time. Every journey starts at the beginning. The beginning of my journey started in June of 2018. At the time, my daughter was just a little over a year old. And as a new dad, it became quite obvious that I was getting frazzled by the lack of time to myself. Now, before we had our little girl, I had all the time in the world. I had time to pursue every passion, every hobby, every interest that I had until my heart was filled. Once we had our little girl, that quickly came to an end. After a little more than a year, I had basically come to my wit's end and I needed some time to myself. So I decided that the best way to do that was to just sit down and have a dram of scotch by myself. I'm not a big drinker, not at all, but this felt like something that I could do that was very adult, that was very enjoyable, and it also allowed me a little time to myself. I quickly found that the 10, 15, 20 minutes that I got to spend by myself with just the dram of scotch was not enough. I needed something else. So I started thinking, what could I pair with the scotch? Certainly, I could pair chocolate with the scotch, but that wouldn't add any time that I needed to myself for introspection, for meditation, just to hit that reset button once a week. So as I started looking into what to pair with scotch, suddenly, there it was, an epiphany, cigars. Some cigars pair perfectly with certain scotches. So thus, my research began. It wasn't only research. I also had to convince the wife that this was a good idea. Anytime you're talking about tobacco or smoking, it's an uphill battle. Full disclosure, I had smoked for the better part of 15, 16 years and was a pack-a-day smoker. I smoked those sweet Marlboro Reds. I quit about 7 or 8 years ago, so I knew that this was going to be an uphill battle with the wife. So I did my research. I talked with her about it, had to use a little sweet talking, but she came around and said, "That's all right, go ahead and do that. I know you need the time to yourself." So I ordered a cigar. I ordered 5 Espinosas from JR Cigar. Now, I don't have a local cigar shop here in the town I live in. I am out on an island. There is no lounge. There are no aficionados that I can go to ask questions to. There's nobody. So I had to turn online. And I found One World on R Cigars, which is a subreddit for cigars. He was kind enough to help me out on some questions that I had, and he and I quickly became friends. So once these five cigars, these Espinosas, I don't even remember what the specific blend was. I just know they were Espinosa. Once they arrived, I had nothing to keep them in. I had nothing to keep them humidified. I wasn't even sure how to do so properly. So I did a little bit of research, certainly not enough, as you'll quickly find, and I ordered a 5-count travel humidor. And I thought that's all I needed. I didn't order anything to keep them actually humidified in the travel humidor. So that came in, and over the next month and a half, maybe 2 months, I was able to smoke through all 5 of those. It was a once a week thing, and it was great. What I found, though, is when I first started smoking these, is I didn't have everything that I needed. I didn't have a cutter, I didn't have an ashtray, and I didn't have the proper lighter. So when these came in and I wanted to smoke them, I had to run around town looking for a cigar cutter. Nobody had one. So I had to order one off Amazon. Thankfully, I have Prime. It only took 2 days to come in. When that came in, I realized I didn't have the ashtray and I didn't have the lighter. So again, I had to run around town trying to find some. I ended up going to a local head shop and picking up a $6 glass ashtray for cigarettes and a butane lighter. I believe the butane lighter was $20, and it wasn't of great quality. It didn't last very long, but it lasted long enough for me to get through these 5 cigars in about 2 months' time. At the end of the 2 months, I found that the cigars were a little on the dry side. But that was all right because I still didn't know what I was doing. We took a trip down south and we stopped at a local brick and mortar store, a local cigar shop in the small town that we had stopped in. I had my travel humidor with me and my last Espinosa, and I decided that I would ask the shop owner or the clerk there what cigar he would recommend with scotch. He recommended a couple of Arturo Fuente cigars, and I also bought 2 Cohiba red dots, thinking, oh, Cohiba, that's synonymous with cigars. These must be good. Now, later on, in another episode, we'll talk about legacy brands. But once the embargo hit Cuba from the United States, and Cuban cigars stopped coming into the United States, the United States no longer had to recognize those trademarks. So Cohiba, Monte Cristo, all of these big cigar names, H. Upman, they all got scooped up by these American companies and moved to the Dominican. So they're not the Cuban cigars. These are what we call legacy brands, but we'll have a whole episode talking about those. So I picked up these 2 Cohiba red dots thinking these are going to be great. And they weren't bad. They weren't terrible by any stretch of the imagination, but they were certainly not as good as a Cuban Cohiba. So I picked these up. I put them in my travel humidor with no humidification whatsoever, except the little pack of Boveda 69% relative humidity that the shop clerk included because he knew I was from out of state. So I went about my business, and the next month or so, I noticed that that pack that he had given me was hard, as were most of the cigars that were still in there, which would have been 1 Arturo Fuente and 1 Cohiba Red Dot. And they were crunchy, and it wasn't a pleasant smoke. The wrappers began to crack. It burned very fast, which made the smoke hot, which affected the flavor and the taste. It was not enjoyable. So I went back to the drawing board and I did more research. And I had found that I wasn't keeping them properly humidified. I also found that this travel humidor leaked like a sieve. So what was the next step? I had to convince my wife that I needed a larger device, one that was made to store cigars for a longer period of time. This would thus save us money in the long run because I could buy cigars in bulk. Once I had climbed that hill with the wife, fought that battle and won, I purchased a humidor off of Amazon.com. When that humidor arrived, I did everything that I could do to find how to properly season the humidor, and I seasoned it as best I could. I got the humidity stabilized, and then I purchased 15 cigars. At this point, this was the largest single cigar purchase I had had. I ordered 5 H. Upman The Banker Annuities. I ordered 5 Monte Cristo White Series in a Toro Vitola or size. And I ordered 5 Romeo y Julieta made or blended by A.J. Fernandez. I had no idea who A.J. Fernandez was, but he blended these cigars. And we'll talk about guys in the industry like Steve Sacca, A.J. Fernandez on another episode. But for now, I was content. I had 15 cigars in my 100-count humidor that were being stored with Boveda packs, and the relative humidity was stabilized at 65%, and it was great. This humidor stayed in my living room over the course of the summer and the fall, and it was absolutely wonderful. Until I had filled it up. My collection had grown from 15 to about 75. And at that point, I realized that I needed a larger container to keep my cigars in. So a buddy of mine had an old wine fridge. I bought it from him for, I believe, about $100. And I sealed it at the bottom, the drain hole, and I converted that into my very first wine-a-door. Once that was pretty much full, my wife was kind enough to buy me a wine-a-door for Christmas. That's now full, as is the other wine-a-door. I have about 300 cigars altogether, so I went from 5 and not knowing what I was doing. And in 8 short months, I now have over 300 cigars, and I have three containers full of cigars. So that's how I started on this journey. And what a journey it has been. So when I started this journey, obviously I had no idea what I was doing. And that included the parts of the cigar. I didn't realize that the cigar was more than just rolled up leaves. Now, it certainly is that. But the anatomy of the cigar and how the cigar is built, how it's put together, is something entirely different. It's extremely fascinating. So I thought on this inaugural episode of Simply Stogies that I would go over this with you. The cigar anatomy starts at the head. That's the very top of the cigar. It's the closed end. And that's where the cap is. That's what you cut off. And the head of the cigar is opposite of the foot. The foot of the cigar is the end of the cigar that gets lit. And when you look at the end of the cigar, on most cigars, you'll be able to see the rolled leaves inside of it. Those rolled leaves are in the barrel, the main body of the cigar. Right below the head of the cigar is the shoulder. That's the area where the cap meets the body. If you cut too deep or too low and you cut into the shoulder, you run the risk of your wrapper unraveling, and that does not make for a very pleasant smoke. Trust me, I know from experience. Under the shoulder, you'll have the band, and that's the paper ring around most cigars. And that's the anatomy of a cigar, for the most part. Now, the components that make up the cigar are a little bit different. Those rolled leaves that I talked about, when you look at the bottom of the cigar in the foot, that's called your filler. And that's one of the main three components of the cigar. And this is used in the body, in the barrel. And there are typically 2 to 5 tobacco leaves that are blended. And that blend is just a mix of different tobacco leaves. Then you have the binder. The binder wraps around that filler. And it holds that filler together. And then you have the wrapper. And the wrapper wraps around both the binder and the filler. And those leaves have a little more elasticity, and they restrain that filler within the cigar. Now, good wrappers will have no visible veins, and the color might vary due to the maturing process or the growing process. Some wrappers are darker, some wrappers are lighter, and each wrapper gives a little bit of a different flavor profile to that cigar. It's not just, the flavor doesn't just come from the filler. It also comes from the wrapper. It's very interesting. I did not know any of that. So I hope that helped some of you new cigar smokers out there kind of understand a little bit more about the cigar. I'd like to thank you for joining me on this inaugural episode of Simply Stogies. Next month, I promise a review. One of my favorite stogies of all time. The Arturo Fuente Hemingway short story. February's cold and short smokes are in order. I'll also discuss more cigar terminology, more acronyms, and we'll talk about proper humidification process of your cigars and how to properly store your cigars. Thanks for joining me. We'll see you next month. Stay smoky.